We did an event, Gingerbread House Contest, the year before COVID, and it was a really good community event. Went over really well. People really enjoyed it and asked us to do it every year. So we decided to bring it back and offer it again. There isn't anything in Ontario that is a Gingerbread House Contest. I think there's only one other one in Canada, and that's out in Victoria, BC. And then there are several down in the States. So we talked to Beatrice Muller, who is cake maker and decorator, but she also enters a lot of the gingerbread contests in the States, and so got involved with us and said that we should try to do something here in our area. And we've had a lot of interest, a lot of people who have said that they really like the idea. So we're all set for Saturday. If you're an adult and you want to try your hand at it, then that's a $25 entry. But if you're a youth, that's $10. And if you're a child, $5 to enter creation. And then we did offer a group category as well, but we haven't had anybody who's wanted to come in as a group.
Right.
So that's the other category. We actually have prizes for all of the categories.
So you've done this before COVID. What kind of cool gingerbread houses do you see? Anything kind of unique? And like, what kind of tips can you give to the people that'll be building their gingerbread houses this weekend?
Oh, well, I would say the one tip that I would get people to think about is, don't think about the gingerbread kits that you can buy in a store and put the candies on. Think bigger, think more creative, because we had some really interesting pieces that came in the first year. The sky is the limit. We thought we would just offer a fun community event and try to get people out to do something that they might enjoy doing.